Hi, guys.
Oh my God. Is this... Yeah. This is weird. Okay. So, I'm in my flat. I just opened the fridge. Today is October 24th. Let me see. 25th. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm recording this the same day I'm putting it up. And that sounded very weird. Should we make coffee together, guys? I'm, like, shaking a box of milk, oat milk, and we're about to make coffee together. Where is my, should I make a big pot of coffee? Yes, who am I kidding? Hi guys, and welcome to a podcast newsletter, home edition. Today I decided to stay home because I'm not feeling very well. Yesterday I had, it was like my second day of very intense migraines. I actually uploaded the sketchbook tour while having a huge headache. So I decided, I still have no idea how to operate this recorder. So if it sounds like that, I'm so sorry, guys. So yesterday I was uploading the sketchbook tour and I was feeling, you guys, like crap. So I decided to leave my office, and I was just like, who am I kidding? I'm not going to be productive right now. So I decided to leave, and it was the best decision ever because I came back home and I rested, and that was amazing. I needed to rest, actually, guys. I'm trying to find my filter. Is the fabric filter that I use to filter the coffee, and I have no idea where it is, you guys. So today I decided to stay, actually, to rest, because oh my god, where should I begin, you guys? So the whole situation in my country now is backwards. I don't know if you have read the news, and I'm probably going to talk about a little bit about what is happening right now in Chile, because it's something that we have to talk about at some point in our lives. Because I'm Chilean, like, I'm supposed to talk about this. And I know you guys have lots of questions about what is happening and what is going on. And I'm sure you have many questions and stuff like that. So we're going to talk about that. But the reason why I'm having such strong headaches and migraines and stuff like that, it's because of that. It's because of what is happening. I don't know, guys, where the filter is, but it's nowhere to be found. Like, I should have started the podcast with the filter on my hands, but I usually leave it at the same spots. But now, for some reason, where is it, you guys? Where is it? I have no idea where it is. Can you imagine I discarded the filter by accident? I mean, that would have been so stupid, but Ed and I are so tired that it would have not been so crazy, actually. I remember we used it. Let me just ask Ed and I'll be right back to you guys. You posted it?
No.
Okay, guys, we're on our way to the coffee shop because I just found out that we don't have the coffee filters, and he's been very sweet and he's going to join us.
The coffee filters.
So there's a coffee shop really near our place, and I'm gonna buy a coffee anyways.
Okay.
And filter coffees. Okay. Filter coffees? Coffee filters. Yeah. How are you, Ed?
I'm fine, tired, a bit stressed. It's very stressful, this whole situation.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Today's your day off, right?
Yeah, it's my day off.
You didn't see the quotes, but I did quote.
Yeah, you air quoted that.
It's really cold out. By the way, you're going to listen to the whole thing. You can't see us right now, but Ed and I are wearing PJs, and we're going outside wearing PJs. I'm actually wearing flip-flops and socks at the same time. Thank you for coming with me.
That's fine. Oh man, it's not as cold as I thought it would be.
But it's gloomy. Should we run? Can we run? Yeah, we still can run. Shit! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Jaywalking is a local sport over here.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, good morning. Can I have these filters?
Mm-hmm.
Oat milk latte. Mm-hmm. Wait, I have the...
Oh, great.
Thank you. And do you want a decaf?
Yeah.
Oat milk?
Oat milk, yeah.
Latte?
Decaf, yeah, to go.
Well?
Yeah.
Sure. And yours is regular milk?
Excuse me?
Regular milk or...
No, both
oat,
oat milk, yeah.
Can I also get a slice of the cookies and cream vegan cake?
Cake?
Yeah. Yeah.
All together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it'll be 20.09.
Thank you! Okay guys, we're back. Where's my coffee? There you go. Thank God I bought a Keep Cup with me. This sounds like brought to you by Keep Cup, but no, it's not brought to you by anything. But Keep Cup is basically the coffee transportation system, a coffee mug that I bought, and it's super useful. And I am so happy I didn't ask for like a takeaway cup. Did you know, guys, that a takeaway cup, specifically the Starbucks one, they take 20 years to decompose? Like, if you have a child and you order a cup of coffee today, that cup of coffee will cease to exist when your kid is going to college, if it goes to college. Like, can you comprehend that? It's insane. I had to do some research when I was doing some comics for the New Yorker, and I wanted to know how long the coffee cups lasted on Earth after you throw them away. And yeah, it's 20 years. Isn't that horrible in every sense of the word? Anyway, so we're back. I hope you enjoy that outing that Ed and I did with you guys. I wonder if the volume is okay, because, oh my god, I would hate if this audio is just like too low, but at the same time, if I go too close, it would start like making interference. What is the word? Anyway, it'll start clicking. Oh my god, you guys. Okay, so before we talk about like the elephant in the room, aka what is happening in my country, my birthday was amazing. So the last days I spent in Chile were great. I turned 32, which is a great age if you ask me. Every year I spend on Earth, like, that sounds super weird, but every new year, like every year, I think it's better than the last one, even if that meant like going to therapy or like experiencing anxiety for the first time in my life, or crisis and stuff going on. I always think that year was better than the last one, because I learned so much and I did so much and I experienced so much. So I think 32, I mean 33 now, but 32 is going to be a great year. And it was a very chill birthday if you ask me. I was really sick, actually. So when we stopped talking together to each other on the last podcast newsletter, I started experiencing fever a lot, and I couldn't go out anymore. But you know what? It was actually a nice thing. I've never thought I was going to say that. It was such a nice thing to be sick, but it was a nice thing because my mom took care of me. And you guys, I already told you this on the last podcast newsletter, but it's been such a long time since the last time my mom took care of me, in the sense of like, do you need anything? Do you need like gingery water? Do you need anything? So it was such a nice thing that if I had to get sick at any point in time during this month, it was such a nice thing that I got sick with my mom taking care of me, like the baby that I am. Let me sip my coffee. Mm-mm. Oh my god, so strong. So since I was sick and I couldn't like go out and get crazy, I never go out and go crazy, by the way. I mean, but you expected that in your birthday you were supposed to like go crazy. Anyway, I spent time with my family, so I stayed home, and both of my sisters, because now my brother is living, he was at that point he was in his honeymoon, so my only siblings were my sisters, and they were like, can we go and visit you, and we're going to bring wine and some like snacks. And you know what, guys, that was the first time on my birthday that my sisters and I like quote party together, and by party I mean like unbottled a bottle of wine and eat snacks and like talk about life. And it was such a nice thing that we did together, because my sisters and I aren't as close as, no, we have never been close, actually. I mean, we aren't apart from each other, but we aren't like, oh my god, my sister is like a really close friend of mine. No, we're just like sisters. And I think since we have such a like age gap in between us, especially my older sister and both my younger sister and I, there's this like huge experience barrier that it's been between us for a long time. So my older sister, like, please like comprehend this. My older sister is 10 years older than my younger sister. So my sister Ines, now she's 30, and my older sister now is 40, and I'm 32. So you can see like the age gap. So it was such a nice thing for us to share stuff together, and just like being adult women, drinking wine and talking about life and family members and what are we doing and what do we want to do, etc. It was super nice. And my mom joined at some point, so it was super cool. And the rest of my stay in Chile was very frenzy. Like, I worked like crazy trying to print tote bags that my mom did for our shop/business that we want to do together. And this, you guys, made me rethink my entire business strategy of what I want to do with my mom, business-wise, because I thought, oh my god, screen printing, especially the screen printing experience I had in Chile, was so daunting and so hard to do, because the screens that I was using there, the paints that I was using there, the squeegee that I was using there, all of the tools were opposite different from the ones that I use here in New York. And it was so hard for me to get used to the materials and the experience and everything. So, and we lost so much material because of that. And I'm like, okay, so if we're going to do this together, we have to rethink how we're going to tackle this, because there's no way in hell I can like go to Chile, print like crazy, and then go back. It doesn't make any sense. So either we hire someone that do this whole like screen printing for us, or the other choice is that I print everything here. I don't know. I still have to figure out what to do. But it's even though screen printing, once you get it, it's really easy to replicate, it's going to be really hard for my mom to do it by herself. So anyway, that's the whole thing. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, my mom and I want to have a business together because my mom retired and her pension, I'm sorry for doing the P so loud, her pension is the worst. Her pension is the worst, you guys. So the sounds change so much. I think I'm supposed to talk like this. I'm so sorry for recording so long in the wrong side of the recorder. Anyway, the pension, my mom's pension is ridiculous, you guys. And I want to have this business with her in order to help her. I mean, she's also going to help me by selling my products in Chile, because shipping stuff to Chile is always been a nightmare. So I wanted to have like a small pop-up or an online shop in Chile, and she will be the one in charge of like distributing everything or sending stuff to shops and stuff like that. Anyway, that's like my idea in a nutshell. So it was a crazy experience. I am so happy I went to Chile. It was very intense emotionally and physically. I got sick. It was my birthday. family drama, like left and right, working a lot. But I'm so happy I did it. I'm so happy I went there. And it was a super nice opportunity for me to reconnect with people and to be with my mom. And it was super nice. And then when I left, I guess everything changed. This is so bizarre for me to describe. And if you need like visual aid of what is happening, please go to my Instagram, because I uploaded like a comic explaining what is happening on a nutshell in English. And I did it because most of the information that is going abroad is being censored or deleted or changed or taken down, which is insane. But anyway, so what is happening in Chile in a nutshell, guys, is that on Monday, the students, some of the students started jumping the turnstile at several subway stations in Santiago, because the government in the beginning of October, they raised the prices of the public transportation again for a second time. And people were, of course, super, super angry about this whole thing. Now, of course, an entire riot and manifestation started happening because of this, but it wasn't only because of the raised of the public transportation fare. Living in Chile, you guys, and living in Santiago is like expensive as hell. I've seen a lot of people and like experts compare what we're paying in Santiago right now as prices that you see in Europe, like in Spain and even in the UK, which is unbelievable considering that the minimum wage in Chile is still insanely low. We're still, I mean, last week we were still working mandatory 45 hours a week, but we were being paid $400 a minimum wage. Can you believe that? $400 a minimum wage. It's insane. So when they're raising the prices again of the public transportation for a second time this year, and when the health insurance system is just like inhumane, people are basically dying because they can't afford medications and treatment. I have a cousin, my very good cousin, Cristina. She's a doctor, and she's like, we're being cut. The entire year budget, it's being cut yet again. And people are basically dying in hospitals, hallways, because they can't afford for chemotherapy and all like basic treatments. The pension system also sucks. Case in point, my mom, she worked most of her adult life, and she's still receiving a miserable like pension, monthly pension. And as I heard this fact, but 98% of women who are retiring have a minimum wage lower than $200 a month, because like we know, most women either chose to be stay-home moms, or they were forced to be stay-home moms because paying for nannies and stuff like that is so freaking expensive, so they were forced to stay. So that, and also the education, it's very poor quality yet super expensive. Like our president described education as a commodity and not as a right. So the education system basically sucks. Everything in my country sucks now, right now, you guys. And water is still private. It was privatized during our dictatorship 40 years ago, and it's still a super expensive service. It shouldn't be, but it's still electricity and gas and water are expensive. Rent is super expensive. So you can tell how mad and angry people are right now, because this was like the last straw. Like, do you say that? Like the second raise of the transportation was like the second, that like the last straw of this whole thing, basically a glass overflowing with reasons and discontent and just like people being super, super angry at this. I'm probably forgetting more reasons, because there were so many, but this is like the general discontent, and it's been, people are so angry, my loves, that they started manifesting on the streets, just like calling out the government for like horrible things that they have been doing during the past, not only years, but decades. And how is it possible that our president says that our country is like an oasis in Latin America that is working out so well, and 2 weeks later, all of these things are happening? It's just like, we're so tired of being, I know the word abuse is such a strong word, but just like being abused by the government over and over and over again. So the issue is that the government now is just like perplexed or like in shock by what is happening, because they think like, oh my God, we didn't see this coming. And it's just like, you knew this was happening. We have been doing like really peaceful manifestations for years now. And now that we're getting violent, all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is not the right way of telling us what is wrong. It's just like, we have been doing this for so long. We have been telling you what is wrong for so long. And now they're finally listening. on Friday, last Friday, after less than a week of manifestation. So on Monday, I'm going to make a timeline of what is happening. So on Monday 14, people started, like the students started jumping the turnstile of the subways in order to avoid paying the fare, the ticket, like the fare ticket. And on Friday 18th, so less than a week of manifestations and like people showing their discontent, President Piñera announced that he was going to do curfew, because this was, on his words, unacceptable, and this is not the way you're supposed to show your discontent. And that he still couldn't believe that we were doing such a big fuss over the rise of the prices of the subway. And it's just like, you're not listening. This is not only because of the rise of the prices of this public transportation. And you can imagine, my loves, how traumatic and triggering this is for my country, because we experience a very violent and horrible dictatorship no more than 40 years ago or 30 years ago. So for us to be experiencing this again, especially to the generation of our parents and grandparents, to be living this again, in which there's military on the streets and there's people getting killed. They just found out they are torturing people in some places. It's just like, it's horrible. It's basically horrible. In between this, all of these things happening, President Piñera has been just such an asshole, like regarding how he's dealing with the situation. So in the night that he announced curfew, he was like eating pizza with his nephew, like grandson or something like that, at a very like posh and like fancy restaurant, and people were being killed and tortured and like hurt, and he was just like, oh haha, let's enjoy, because someone like found pictures of him at this restaurant. Or like the night he announced curfew, he said, stay at home, enjoy the rest of your nights, and there were like freaking tanks on the streets and like military with guns and stuff like that. So it's been insane. It's been so insane that people and like presidents and the governments from other countries are calling out what is happening, because since our country is now under curfew, all of our human rights, all of our rights as citizens are being put on hold, because the country basically establishing that they lost control of what is happening, so they need the help of the military in order to put order on the streets. But this, even for people abroad who are looking and like witnessing all of this that is happening, they are just like, what the President Piñera is doing right now is so far away from what it's right and how to conduct a country. So they're calling out like the Humane Rights Association, something like that. It's crazy. So we have no idea what to do, my loves. He's been saying that he wants to change things, and he The last thing that we knew, he made a speech the other day saying like, oh, I have all of the solutions just for you. But all of the solutions that he presented were laws and things that he was already doing. So he's not presenting any new information or any new changes up to the mix. So it's crazy how he still wants to not do anything about it because he's a businessman. This is the thing. He is a businessman. And most of the things that he's benefited from are the things that are wrong with our country right now, either because he has friends that are in the, I don't know, like public transportation system, or he has interest in the water system or whatever thing is happening. So he doesn't, apparently what we can witness and what we can see from all of this is that he doesn't want to change anything. Or he says he wants to, and then he keeps presenting information and like laws that were already on the making and like we know he was already working on. So anyway, people are really upset. And to be witnessing all of these things, you guys, from abroad, is such a surreal experience because we want to be there for our families. Thank God our families and friends are okay. But to see people suffering, and I'm not saying like, oh, we're suffering because we're tired. It's not only that. It's like, there's people being killed on the streets and being tortured, or the cops and the military are shooting people with these like fake guns, like these rubber bullets, supposedly, but they're still hurting people when they're shooting at them. And there's been a couple of times when they only want to hurt people, but those people end up dying because that rubber bullet, I don't know, just like was being shot at a very particular place in the body in which a vein was going through, or like something like that. So I'm so sorry if this is like too TMI for you, but I really need to talk to this to someone, because it's been really hard for me to deal with this whole situation. And the other day I was talking to Christina, my friend, cousin as well, doctor, and I was just like telling her, oh yeah, on Sunday is my friend Reka's birthday, and we're going to say hello to him. And she was just like, it's so surreal that you say that you're going to see your friends at his birthday, because for us right now, going out, even during daytime, is so surreal because we can't see anyone. So basically, because when there's curfew, guys, I don't know if you guys know this, you can't go out on the streets of the time of the curfew. So if they say, for example, if the military says there's curfew from 10 p.m. onwards, if people caught you on the streets on 10 p.m. onwards, you either get arrested or shoot or whatever they can do with you, because basically your rights as a citizen are overruled in order to military to conduct what they think is necessary to do. So you can't go out on the streets until the next morning. You can't do anything. And she was saying, like, it's so surreal that you say you're going to go to a birthday, because that for us is unthinkable right now. And I was just thinking about that and how normality in my country is such a, like, weird word. Because, and I've seen, like, people saying, like, oh my God, I can't believe 2 weeks ago I was stressed because my kitchen was a mess. And now that to me, it will be delightful or like amazing to feel again, because I don't know what that feels anymore. Anyway, it's been a lot, my loves. And it's been a lot because I feel weird not being there and seeing my, like the cities I used to, like the street I was just like walking on 1 week ago or like 2 weeks ago. Now there's military and tanks going, like passing through those same streets. And I was just saying it, how weird it is to be witnessing this whole thing from abroad, because we're expected to conduct like a normal life here in New York because we're away. And we're supposed to work and go to work and like talk about whatever. And we go to a supermarket and everything's fine. And I have no idea if I should be uploading things or like doing things in general. But my mind is in Chile. I can't stop looking at the news. I can't stop scrolling down Twitter and seeing what is happening and like watching these horrible videos of people being hurt. So I have to like fake this normality here because it's been expected of me to conduct this normal life, but in reality my mind is everywhere. So it's been really hard for me to concentrate. It's been really hard for me to like eat and have a normal life, and my sleeping patterns aren't crazy, and my jaw is just like grinding, like clenching like crazy, and I am very tense, and this is why I've been experiencing migraine so much. And yesterday I went to the doctor because I wanted to check like a nail, like a toenail. Everything's fine, by the way. But when the nurse was taking the pressure, she was just like, wow, your blood pressure is super high. And I was just like, yep. So that's what it's been happening, my loves. It's super real to be here when my country is there. I feel so lucky to be here. I wish I was in Chile right now with my family. And I feel so useless because I feel like it's my duty to know what is happening, but there's so little I can do. I've been going to most of the manifestations that are happening here in New York on behalf of the Chilean community living in New York City. And the other day I was just like, okay, I can't take this anymore. And I drew that comic that you saw on Instagram in which I'm explaining what is happening, because again, lots of the content that's being put up on from Chile is being either censored or deleted by the same government, by our government in Chile. So I thought it was super important to share this information in English, and the response has been overwhelming. So I'm so happy I did it. That's like my small grain of sand that I can like share into what is happening right now. But yeah, it's been a lot, my loves. We have no idea what is going to happen, if you ask me. A lot of people say that it's very likely that we're going to end up in dictatorship again, which is insane because I can't believe it took less than a week for Piñera to announce curfew. Realizing what is happening in Hong Kong, for example, with the manifestations, and that it's been months since that they have been doing riots and manifestations, and still you can't see any military in the streets. And for us to be doing this less than a week, and the president is like, you know what, I can't deal with this anymore, and he just called curfew out of the sudden, it's just like, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But yeah, that's the situation, my loves. I have no idea what I'm going to do. We have no idea what it's going to happen. But now that you know, it's more than enough, because there's more people who know what is happening. And I know you guys in the US and in England are experiencing lots of other things. And when I shared what is happening in Chile, a lot of people from Brazil said the same thing, like, oh my God, this is so us in 2013. And lots of other countries from Latin America were like, oh my God, I can't believe you're experiencing the same thing. This is just like Ecuador. This is just like... And start naming all of the countries. And I'm like, what the hell is happening with Latin America? And what the hell is happening with the rest of the world? I mean, at least we're doing something about it. And we're saying, or like, we're voicing out. Can you say that? Voicing out? Voicing our opinions and thoughts. So that's, I think, something good that it's happening. But that's the thing, my loves. We have no idea what it's going to happen. Anyway, it's crazy how now I really love to talk about politics. I used to be so apolitical when I was younger. I grew up in a very conservative household, and I remember talking about politics was always something unpleasant. So I always saw politics as something that you were never supposed to talk about. And now that all of this is happening and suddenly it's affecting me, I guess when it starts affecting you, you're like, oh my God, yes. But before that, I was just like a very shy and unopinionated person. And now, did you also experiencing that, you guys, like with politics in general? Anyway, I think it's very important to have like thoughts regarding politics. In another news, I'm so sorry if I change the subject, but I also want to talk about like pleasant things, weird pleasant things. Like I even feel guilty about talking about pleasant things with you guys. But Lou and I finally organized the studio. Right now I'm not in my studio, so I can't share the pictures with you, but I will promise I will send you an update video on Monday about this whole thing. But my studio, you guys, you remember, it's a chaos. And I ordered a shelf from IKEA a very long time ago, and we put it together and we reorganized how the studio looks. And I finally have, like, we developed a system of organizing all the products and the stuff for the shop. So I can't wait to show you that, you guys. It took us an entire day to organize that. And an update on Louise is the woman I'm working with, by the way. She already did all the bookkeeping. Can you believe that, guys? She did the entire bookkeeping, not only UK, but US by herself. She's a machine. I am really scared of that machine. And she also is looking for book printing places in the US because I really wanted to print the graphic novels. And actually, you guys, if you have any recommendations of places where we can print books here in the US, because I would love to support a local business, please let me know, because I would love to know your thoughts regarding printing places. Plans for the rest of the year. I decided to take it easy, my loves, not only because of all of these things happening in Chile right now, but also because, and I don't think I don't remember if I already mentioned this to you, but when I went to Chile, I heard lots of people saying like, oh my God, you look so tired in all of your videos. You're so tired. Maybe I already told you this, guys. But I'm like, man, everybody keeps saying like how tired I look on the videos, and like it's like a normal thing now that I look so rough. So I'm like, okay, I think I need to chill, because I don't want to be that person who always looks tired on their videos. So for the rest of the year, I'm going to keep it low. And I'm still going to upload videos. Don't worry. I'm still going to update Patreon and all of that. But I just want to keep it chill regarding projects. One thing, though, I would love to finish the storyboard of Erinias. Which I thank God I made some progress during my trip to Chile, so I'm really excited about that. But other than that, I'm trying to keep it low. I might I don't know yet, but I might launch a couple of new stickers on the shop, but that's it, my loves. This makes me really worried, because I am so used to overloading myself in the sense of like projects and things I want to do, because my loves, there's so many things I want to do. But now that I have, I don't know if this is like a thing that I can reverse or go back to, or if this is something that is because of the whole state of the Chilean situation. But I got really worried when the doctor, like the nurse, told me like your pressure, very nice, your pressure is super high right now, and I want to take a look on that, because I know my family has a history with high pressure, high blood pressure. So I want to take a look on that. And I know the main cause of that, you know what it is, it's stress. Yeah. So I really need to take care of that. So yeah, I'm going to leave, my loves, down below a couple of albums that I've been listening to regarding my 500 albums to listen before you die. That sounded very dramatic, but it's the 500 greatest albums of all time by the Rolling Stone magazine. And this was a very nice week regarding albums, because I loved the Blood, Sweat and Tears. Sweat and Tears, very nice. Ray Charles, as always, Ray Charles is amazing. And Crosby, Stills and the Nash. They're very nice. Actually, right now I need to listen to Janet Jackson, The Velvet Rope. And I'm in 259. So I think next year I'm going to definitely finish this challenge. I can't believe I'm... Oh my God, Whitney Houston is coming up. I just saw it. And Metallica. So... Very nice. I'm going to leave down below also lots of illustrations that I've been enjoying and things that I've been enjoying. Thank you so much to listen to me, my loves. I'm sorry if this was like a very war vomity podcast for you. I just want to appreciate your comments on the last podcast newsletter. Lots of you were super excited about me and my mom doing business together. And it's so nice to read you and to know what you're up to and all the things that are going on with you. And anyway, I love this that we have. So thank you so much for your support and for listening to me. I'm so sorry if you're not into politics and I just like war vomited everything that is happening. I wasn't a very politicky person before, but now I guess I was forced to because of everything that is happening. Anyway, if you want to word vomit anything else that is on your mind, please do so in the comments below. I will gladly read it so we can all word vomit each other. Oh, that sounded gross and disgusting. I love you guys so much. We'll see each other basically every week, but especially to the ones that are going to join me on the Sunday for the live stream. But yeah, I love you guys so much. Have an amazing Friday and weekend ahead. I love you. Bye.